So let's pray. Let's believe God this evening. I've got a message called Faith and Patience. So we hear a lot about faith, but we need some patience once in a while, because how many of you get a little bit anxious for certain things to happen? Some of you maybe get a little bit fretful that maybe things are going a little bit too slow, but did you know what? God's always on time. And he's working something in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So let's all stand once again. Amen. Get a little bit of exercise. So, Father, we want to thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you that we know the way to go because you are leading us, that you are guiding us, that we know what we are to do because you're the one that tells us what to do. And we thank you and we praise you. Give us all ears to hear what the Spirit of God would be saying tonight. And we thank you and we praise you. We bless you. Hallelujah. If you speak in tongues, go ahead and pray a little in the Spirit. And we give you all the praise and all the glory, Father, what transpires. We thank you, Holy Spirit. You're the great revealer of the Word of God. You're the great one that brings truth and opens up our eyes and helps us through this life in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, you know, when it comes to faith and patience, we can be impatient sometimes, waiting for the plans of God, waiting for the purpose of God. But God's always has timing, you know, perfect timing. He's got perfect timing. And we don't want to say that he's slow. A lot of times he's right on time with our lives. We've got to allow him to make way for him to work in our lives. Imagine the person that goes to the bar and gets plastered and is waiting for the will of God to be performed in his life. You know, he's sitting there drinking away. You know, it's hard for God to talk to a man when he's intoxicated and he's not hearing clearly. But God wants all of us to hear clearly so we could hear what he's saying. How many of you believe that God's got good things in store for you? Maybe in a relationship, concerning finances, concerning a job, concerning healing, concerning a future. He's got good things always in store, amen, because he is a good God. I never look to God and say he's no good. I always say that every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness nor shadow of turning. Every good and every perfect gift, amen, the good things are from God. That doesn't mean that we're not going to go through some tests. Amen? Doesn't mean we're not going to have some relationship issues. Doesn't mean we're not going to have some health issues. Doesn't mean that we're not going to be challenged with finances. We're going to be challenged in every one of those areas. But how many of you know that God is going to be able to take all things and work it together for our good when we submit to his will, his plan, and his purpose? Amen? Because he has good things in store for us always. It says over in Hebrews chapter 6, it says verse 10, and we could start there. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work, amen, all of us do work, and your labor of love. A lot of times people work in the church, they're doing it because they love God, amen. They help the elders because they love God. They work in the children because they love God. They usher, they greet because they love God. So your labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And verse 12, it says, and that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience. Let's all say through faith and patience. Amen. I didn't like patience very much, especially when I was single, and I got born again when I was 20 years old, and I never got married until I was 30, but so there was a period of time there. I thought that that was way too slow, but how many of you know that God knows what he's doing? Amen. God has a plan and a purpose. I remember seeing a little guy that was just 3 years in the Lord, and And he went and got married. And I thought, how did that happen, that little fellow? He got married, and here I desire to marry. Now, if you don't desire to be married, well, then don't worry about it. Amen? Then God is good, and his grace is sufficient for you. Amen? My mother, her husband died, my dad, John, and she said she's not interested in anybody coming around. So that's her business. Amen? But if the person has it in their spirit, in their heart, well, then God put that there. Amen? And we shouldn't let the devil try to snuff things out that God wants to work in our lives. Amen? When the Bible gave Abraham a promise, God gave Abraham a promise, he was an older man. He said, you're going to have a son. But it was hopeless, it was helpless that he wasn't going to have no kids in the natural, but because God gave the promise. And when God gives a promise, then we got something to rejoice about. We got something to be thankful about because it's through faith and patience. Faith is hearing God's word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. You hear God's word, you believe that word, and you act on it. But patience is a different story altogether. Sometimes I like instantaneous things that happen instant. Don't you like instant miracles? Wouldn't you like instantaneous things? And that's great. And throughout the Bible, we see instantaneous things. I haven't seen very much instantaneous. I have seen my hemorrhoids go in one night. Amen. I was born again, and I used to work on the railroad, and I sat on the rail, I guess, and I was reading the book by Brother Hagin, The Name of Jesus, and all of a sudden I realized that my shorts were all red, and I got hemorrhoids, and I said, in the name of Jesus, and you know, those things went, and they were gone, hallelujah, just like that, and thank God for instantaneous things, but sometimes things take patience, amen? How about a baby that's conceived in the womb? You don't see much happening in there. You see absolutely nothing. You see the lady going through various turmoils and tests and trials. But guess what? There's a beautiful baby on the inside being formed and developed. 9 months. Amen? Patiently waiting for the delivery that's going to happen with that child that's going to come right out of that womb. And how it gets out of there, I don't know, but it comes out. Amen? And so there's some patience that is involved. And so with all of our lives, we should be aware that, hey, there's different areas in our life that we're just going to have to exercise patience. Even though we don't like to, we're going to have to exercise it because that's part of God's plan. He says through faith and patience. Now, patience, the dictionary word for patience is an ability and a willingness to suppress restlessness. Has anybody been restless? An annoyance when confronted with delay. So that's quite a lot of big words there. You know, the ability and willingness to suppress restlessness and annoyance when confronted with delay. Patience. Everybody say patience. Amen. Joyce Meyer says that you want to exercise patience, then next time you're in a grocery line, you go ahead and you be patient and you wait for those individuals ahead of you. You be patient. And so all of us, a lot of us, our natural makeup is we want fast food and we want it now. We want the Big Mac. We drive through it. Let's give me that Big Mac and I want to eat it now. I don't want to wait for nothing. But guess what? God has good things in store when we are patient. Amen. Having our faith, believing what we're believing for. This church is full of messages on faith. It's full of messages on the word of God. But sometimes people give up. They say, this is taking too long. This is taking too long. Mrs. Hagin in Tulsa there, it was, I believe she was 20 or 30 years old, and God spoke to her spirit about having women's meetings. Well, it didn't happen for another 28 years, but she waited patiently. She said, I'm going to wait until I hear when God says to do it. And so all of us should have patience when we want to be led by the Spirit of God. Maybe there's a family member. Hey, how many of you got family members that aren't born again? And so you're going to have patience with them. When I got born again, my mom said, oh, she prayed. I didn't know she was praying, but she prayed. But guess what? It did come to pass. And so it'll be in your lives as well. But we can't give up on people saying, ah, it's too late. No, it's never too late. God's always got good things in store. Amen? Good things in store. So through faith and patience, the Bible says, not to be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience it will receive the promises that God has in store. Over in Proverbs 19:2, it has a word about haste. The Amplified Version says, he who hurries with his feet, acting impulsively and proceeding without caution or analyzing the consequences, sins, misses the mark. How many times have you bought something and you regretted it later? Anybody here that you bought something and then you regretted it? I know that we, the salesman, came to our door with the vacuum cleaner. And, you know, I said, I've got some money set aside. I'm going to take my family and we're going to go on a holiday. She sat on the couch and she folded her legs. And so she was determined that to sell us this vacuum cleaner. And guess what? She won out and I lost out. So with we should not make haste. Amen? I should have kicked her out when I had the opportunity. But anyways, that's a good vacuum cleaner. I don't think it's worth that kind of money, but it's working. Amen? But sometimes when we are hasty to do things, maybe hasty to get married. I know one person in Tulsa. I don't know why I'm talking about marriage. But anyways, one person in Tulsa, her husband passed away. And immediately she met this guy. She married him. But guess what? It only lasted like a month. Because she was too hasty and it just did not work out. So God doesn't want us to, be a bomb waiting to happen. God wants us to be patient, have the word of God, and not be hasty. God wants us to have patience in all areas, especially if we're purchasing something. Patience, amen? Patience in our relationships. We want to have patience. Husbands and wives have to be patient with their wife. Working at church, you have to be patient. Amen? Patient on the things of God. So over in 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 3, it says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Again, it's talking about your work of faith, your labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, patience is a fruit. How many of you know the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians? Galatians says the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, right there, and long-suffering. So fruit grows on the branches. Jesus is the vine. We're the branches. Wherever you go, you're going to bear fruit. And one of the fruit is patience. That means one of the fruit is patience. So when we're believing God for something, sometimes it takes a little while. But we should not give up and say, no, this isn't working. No, we're going to hold fast to what God's word say, not let go of what the word has promised us, and have patience through it all, because God's word will never leave us and God's word will never forsake us. So there's three areas here when we're dealing with patience. The first one is your patience will be tested. Amen. Everybody say, my patience will be tested. How many people get upset, get it mad, and they say, forget this, I'm out of here, I'm not taking this anymore, amen? So we don't want to have an attitude that we're not going to take this anymore. No, our patience is going to be tested, and sometimes we're tested, but I like what God's word says. You'll never allow Satan to tempt you beyond what you're able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. So God's watching out for us. God cares for us, and he's going to make sure that when we are tested and when we are tried, our patience will see us through, and we will receive the promise. Just like Abraham, he was faithful right unto the very end, and he received the promise. Well, he got a little bit hasty there in the middle, didn't he? His wife made a suggestion, go ahead and sleep with my maid. He said, okay, where is she? So he went over there, he slept with her, had a baby, but that wasn't God's plan. God said, no. There's one that's coming out of Sarah's womb, and she's never had a baby. Really? And so he waited patiently for a few more years. And the Bible says he was fully persuaded that what God promised, he's well able to perform. So once we have God's word, we're going to have to hold it and have patience in that area. So our patience will be tested. Over in James, and we've heard this one many times, James 1, 2, and 4, it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience, or actually count it all joy when you fall into various tests and trials, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Amen? The trying of your faith works patience. And then it says, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be entire, wanting nothing. To me, that's a beautiful thing. Wanting nothing. Isn't that nice just to hear those words? What do you need, Kathy? Nothing. Amen? You got all the money you need. You got all the health you need. You got everything you need. Let your patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Because the old flesh, you know, the more it gets, the more it wants. It's never satisfied. It'll always, and God's made us with a capacity to desire big things, because he's a big God. He paves the streets with gold. He's got plenty of, things to do. And he's got a lot going on for him. But when it comes to us, sometimes we think, oh, we're just going to limit ourselves. We're not going to look at the big things that God has. No, God has big things in store for us, but we're going to have to be patiently. Amen? Patiently wait. Not sit there idly, feeling sad or sorry for ourselves, but say, no, God, you're working these things out for our good. Amen? How about Joseph? You know, he's in the prison. He's not supposed to be in prison. His own family forsook him, treated him like a piece of garbage, sold him into slavery. He's in prison, locked up, and still he's got a good attitude because he's got a word from God, and he's patiently waiting there. He reinterprets a dream for the baker and the butler, a dream. And it comes to pass what he interpreted. And he even told those guys, hey, remember me. But guess what? People a lot of times forget you. Isn't that sad that they forgot him for another 2 years? So Joseph is sitting there in prison for another 2 years. That's a long time. He could be mad, upset, have a chip on his shoulder. But somehow he took control of the whole jail. And he had a good attitude, and he was blessed in there. And then a time came, he came out. I added it up for Joseph's life. He had 30 years of not so good up and down, life. But then he had 80 years of prosperity. Imagine 80 years of total dominion. I'm talking about nobody could even say one little peep, or his head could be rolled. I don't think he was killing people. But anyways, he had total power and authority next to Pharaoh. And in fact, the people came and asked him about the food, and he provided for 80 years. How many of you would suffer for 30 years if you had 80 years to be a billionaire? Amen? To have everything you possibly need. Well, praise God. And so for with us, we're not going to say, oh, it's getting late, Ernie. No, it's not. It's right on time. Amen? God's right on time. Hey, it's our place to say, Lord, we want to get with what you want for our lives. Not what the neighbor has, but what you have for our lives. And so Joseph was a very patient man, and he waited patiently, and God brought him out. And God will bring all of us out. So, brothers, what do we got to do? We got to count it all joy when we fall into divers tests and trials, knowing that the trying of my faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So whatever you're believing God for, we've got to have his word to believe that, and then patiently wait on God. Amen? But not just wait and not do anything, but have the scriptures, have God's word, give him some praise, give him some glory, thank him. That's why it says count it all joy. I don't know if you've ever been tested to not have patience. Well, you're not happy. I've never seen anybody. If you have to get somewhere and you're in a lineup in a vehicle, and then somebody flips you to bird, and you're stuck in traffic. You could get your heart under the collar, right? You can be a little bit tested with your patience. But guess what? God says that everything's going to work out okay, because he is for us. He's not against us. He's well aware of our circumstances. Amen? I remember going to the border, and so I asked Cindy to marry me. Long story mixed up anyways, but anyways, so we asked her to marry me, and so I had to go to the border. And I didn't do the paperwork. Maybe now, because of 9/11, I should have did the paperwork. But back then, it was a little bit easier. But I went to the border there, and the security guard there says, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to the States. Okay, when are you coming back? Oh, I'm not too sure. And I wasn't too sure. I wasn't lying. And so he started to look around, and then he found the invitations for my wedding. He says, looks like you're getting married. And the moral of the story is he could have sent me back, but he said, you just go ahead and get married. Amen. Isn't that nice? In the States. But, you know, but when it comes to patience, we patiently wait on the things of God. And so I went to Tulsa, and I couldn't work there because we got married, and I couldn't work because I didn't have my visa. And so I was sitting in the apartment one day, and I was, you know, feeling bad. Have you ever felt bad maybe about your job or something going on in your life, and you kind of feel horrible? And I'm listening to some music by Darlene Check, whatever her hit was back then, and feeling kind of not too good, and I'm sitting there, and I just felt, you know, no patience. You know, Lord, I want to get this going. I want to get this starting something to happen here. And so I'm feeling sorry for myself. But God is a good God. He doesn't want you to feel sorry for yourself. He wants you to start praising. Amen? And so I started to praise him and thank him. You know, I can't work, but God, you're good. And did you know what? Just almost the next very short period of time, a millionaire asks Cindy and myself if we would look after their, they had this place called Fairview Mansion. And we could stay there for free. All I had to do was cut the grass. So I thought, wow, that's a blessing. And so we got free rent for a whole year and had a big swimming pool. And all I did was have to cut the grass. And it was an old mansion in Tulsa. And I thought, boy, God, you're sure merciful and you're sure good. Amen. And so I was just swimming there at night in the Tulsa weather. Wow, that was awesome. But God is a faithful God. Too many times we limit him and we say, God, you're not fast enough. You're too slow. And we go our own way and make our own plans. And then our own plans cause problems to people. People can get hurt. All kinds of scenarios and situations can happen. But when we are patient, guess what? God can work with us. When we have faith and patience, he can work on our behalf because he is faithful. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. God is a faithful God when we trust him. So understand that your patience will be tested. My patience will be tested, and it has been tested, and it's tested all the time. Maybe you'll be tested in a relationship. You know, it's nice when everybody likes you, but guess what? If someone didn't like you, maybe at work or something, then you're going to have to exercise your patience. You're not going to have to be mean. You're going to have to say, dear Lord God, amen? That the Bible says that we shouldn't retaliate when we are treated bad. The Bible says do good and not harm. Be a blessing. And so many times, whatever we encounter, because a lot of times most people are good, but sometimes every now and then a supernatural thing happens and somebody can be led by the devil. Amen? And try to irritate you, try to get under your skin, and make you feel upset, make you feel worried. You know, to me, every time feelings arise against anyone that's wrong, I know exactly where that comes from. That comes from the devil. Because in the beginning, there was a couple of kids that were born. One got so mad, he killed his brother. Obviously, he wasn't led by God. He was led by a mean spirit, a mean, devilish spirit. And that Cain killed his brother Abel. And so anytime you feel anxiety rising or your head is turning red, you're going to have to be able to say, you know, that's the wrong spirit. I'm going to walk in love, bless God. I'm going to exercise patience in this scenario. So your patience will be tested. My patience will be tested, but God is faithful. So understand that your patience will be tested. Number two, God will not allow Satan to tempt you beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. Sometimes say, oh, God's the one that's testing me. Nah, a lot of times it's just your own flesh is going a little bit haywire and you're being tested, you're being tried. But it says over in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation taken you, but just such as common to man. But God is faithful. Amen. Everybody say, God is faithful. Is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. So when there's a test, when there's a trial, when there's a temptation, guess what? God knows that he's well aware of that. If I couldn't overcome the test, the trial, the temptation, then God's a farce and it's not true. But guess what? Every test that you go through, you are well able to overcome it, because God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. So I'm excited about that. Sure, I might not have the tests, the trials, the temptations that you have, and you don't have the temptations that I have, but guess what? You will not be tested and tried beyond what you're able, but God will, with that trial, test, and temptation, make a way of escape. So that makes me on happy ground, because always I can overcome. No matter what the enemy throws my way, he could say, you're wasting your time, you're too slow, you know, you gotta make things happen faster. No, we don't have to do anything. In fact, I've learned from Jesus, he's taken his time coming back. I could take my time, amen, with the things of God that he and you, bless God, he's got lots of time. People have been waiting for thousands of years for Jesus' return. And so he's patient with you. Sometimes people say, I'm just going to go backslide and go back to the things of the world because it's taking too long. No, that would be hurtful to you. But God's got plenty of love and support and kindness towards you to help you develop, to fulfill all that God wants you to do. Amen? Because it's never too late. God is always on your side wanting to bless you and help you. So any temptation that causes you to not have patience, to be irritated, to say that this is too long, it's not going to work. Because with God, all things are possible. Amen? There is nothing that's not possible. With God, all things are possible. And so, because he said all things are possible, and all things are possible to him who believes, then we can believe. Amen? Praise God. James 1:13. Let no one say when he is tempted or tried that I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away with his own lust and then enticed. And so, let no man say when is he tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. And so, who's inside of you? God's inside of you. And so, when you're being tested and tried, praise God, the overcoming one on the inside puts you over. Because he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape. So, your patience will be tested. God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able. But you have to allow patience. The third one, you have to allow patience to work in and through you. So how many of you can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that I have been impatient sometimes? Amen? So you've been impatient sometimes? And so if you've been impatient sometimes, well, smarten up. No. So we've all been impatient sometimes. But we're going to be patient. Amen? And God's given us some word that we can do while we are being impatient. While we are being patient, we're going to have to use scripture against the devil. Amen? We're going to have to be able to tell him that, you know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment shall be found to be in the wrong. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Oh, let's lift up our hands. Sovo korama sanda ire davashta karamo sota kirara naravasa e peke semvo ko sokorama kitarama sandara kita arama soto basoko basi e basi kitatos. Amen. I know there's peace here. Amen. God is good, the Bible says, and his mercy endures forever. So we're going to believe God that when you're impatient with the things of God, that you're not, your faith is waning. Amen. The Bible says that sometimes our faith can be wavering. We don't want it to waver. We want to hold fast, and we want to receive what God has in store for us. Praise his holy name. So over in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7 and 9, it says, brothers, let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. Thinking on the word. Thinking on what God's word promises us. Thinking. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's all stand. Praise God. Let's thank him for his goodness. And I want to pray for anybody that's not feeling that patient. Amen. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, that those that feel that you're too slow, that God, things are too slow, we pray for them that you would strengthen them with might by your spirit in the inner man. Amen? That they would be strengthened with might by your spirit in their inner man. And we thank you, Lord, that they would be able to have strength, that we can all not just barely make it there, not just barely get there, but that we can get there with joy. Hallelujah. That we can get there with an excitement that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, went through tests, trials, and temptation. And we, in turn, go through certain things, but we come out on top, smelling like a rose. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, we praise you and we bless you and we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you. We got some time. Go ahead and yield your spirit to God and thank him that he is enabling you and helping you.